Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Live, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday here on the show, and look, we're here! We were, of course, here yesterday for our lovely listeners on the radio. Some of you might have heard of this thing called the radio, but today we're back on video. We're up here on Twitch, twitch.tv/F4WVideo, as well as YouTube, f4wonline.com/YouTube. And had a rough go of things for like a little while there, but we're back. And we got a lot to get into here today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us here on the show. And we'll talk about tonight's Dynamite and Collision tapings because, in fact, I'm going to do this show. I'm going to eat some. I'm going to do another show, After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And then I'm going to pick up my daughter at camp, and we are on our way to Dynamite and Collision tonight. So I got to boom, 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 boom all day and then come back home for Observer Radio tonight. So very busy day. We'll talk about the lineup for the show and all of the news and lineups and last night's NXT and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, you're welcome to 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. You can also subscribe on X. We'll have a travelogue on the way to and from the show tonight with lots of notes only for subscribers on X. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So when we come back, Lance is going to join us. We'll get into all the news, have some fun. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, hi everybody. We're live. There's always something. You ever notice that? There's always something. So before the show started, like nothing worked all of a sudden. And it was really weird. Right now we're still not up on Twitch. And I can't get on YouTube either. But we are here on Sports Byline. So I guess we're going to do the best we can. But I was thinking it was my internet. It might just be some different servers that are affecting different things, including Twitch. So anyway, we're here. And Lance Storm is joining us. How you doing, Lance?
And just to be clear, it's Friday. Since the segment before said we were live on it was Wednesday, we are in fact live.
Yes,
Friday.
We are live right now on Friday, the 27th of June, 2025. So I apologize for that first segment because, like, just nothing's working. But anyway, we're here, and so I think you all know how it goes, right? We barrel on through, and that's what we're doing here. And, you know, let's start with the real news. I don't care about anything else. They announced on the SmackDown tapings, which are going on right now, that starting next week, SmackDown moves back to 2 hours. Yeah!
Absolutely.
Do we have a party? I need one of those things you go, you blow on them and like the thing comes out. Holy smokes, it's finally over. Our national, whatever they call it, this horrible time in our wrestling lives has come to an end. It will be the final 3 hour SmackDown tonight. And then away we go. We are back to 2 hours on Friday nights. So there you go. It's official. And I am quite pleased. I heard the other day somebody there told me that July 4th was 2 hours because they'd already, you know, they'd updated all of the channel gimmicks, you know, for those of you that actually have linear television and you, like, look at the channel guide. They'd updated the channel guide. And it had moved to 2 hours for the 4th of July. Now, I told you guys, the 4th of July, I think, was always originally going to be 2 hours because they're taping it. So they would have to tape a 2.5 hour Raw and then a 3 hour SmackDown, which you can do. You know, you can just, like, leave out all the stuff and put it in later. But I had originally been told for sure July 4th, it's going to be a 2 hour show. And then from there until like August 16th or whatever, when that new show debuts, it's like questionable whether it's going to be 2 or 3 hours. But they did announce on the SmackDown taping right now. And then the show moves back to 2 hours next week. So hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make your weekends just 1 hour easier.
Yeah. And hey, if you guys think it's only me, it's not. The live SmackDown on Netflix ended up being delayed for 40 minutes due to a power issue in Riyadh. Cody Rhodes kicked off the show, which started at 1 p.m., and then he was interrupted by Randy Orton, and they started talking, and then the show paused in the Kingdom Arena and didn't resume until 2 Eastern. PW Insider claimed a power loss in Riyadh affected WWE's entire production, including the control room and the gorilla position. Man, that's exactly what happened to us.
Glad it's not just us.
Jiminy Christmas. And so, yeah, they took like some time off, and then at 2:01 Eastern, it was back up and running, and everyone saw it in its entirety. So what a weird day. It's a weird day. I guess, you know, I went up and Twitch, like all of Twitch is down. So so something's going on, but we were able to connect here, so here we go. But 2 hours for SmackDown from here on out, which is excellent news. We will not do spoilers for SmackDown on this show in case you want to watch it tonight, but we do have Tiffany Stratton, Nia Jax, Last Woman Standing. We have the Street Profits versus the Wyatt Six for the tag team titles, and Julia faces Zelina Vega for the United States title in a match happening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. There you go. Tomorrow's this pay-per-view.
Oh, it's a Saturday, not a Sunday?
Is it?
I thought it was tomorrow. I don't know. I think it is a Saturday.
I think it's tomorrow. Where's my lineup right here? Why is this all messed up? There it is, Night of Champions. Saturday, yes. So, of course, we've got Rhea Ripley, Raquel, Street Fight, Sami Zayn, Karrion Kross, Jacob Fatu against Solo Sikoa, Jade Cargill and Asuka for the Queen of the Ring, Cody and Randy for the King of the Ring, and John Cena and CM Punk. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I've been talking about this for days. But they've been going all in on CM Punk being a hypocrite. And they don't want to tell you too much because they don't want you really thinking about it. Like, why didn't you want to go to Saudi Arabia? They don't want you to think of that. They just want you to know. If you know what happened, they're playing that in a storyline. And if you don't know what happened, John Cena is just repeatedly calling him a hypocrite.
Did you see the apology?
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been trying to figure out, like, what's going on. I mean, they're really hammering hard that this baby face is like a hypocrite. And I got to thinking about it. And, you know, so the story is The Rock wanted Cody to turn heel at WrestleMania. And Cody pretty much ixnayed that. So then John Cena ended up, you know, he's the one that ended up turning heel. But clearly, you know, John Cena is not going to be a heel forever. Even if he doesn't turn babyface soon, I mean, he's out of here by the end of the year. So if Cena is not going to be this top heel and Cody isn't turning heel, well, who's going to be this top heel that's going to play that role? Seth's on one show, and I presume this person will be on the other show. Now, Cody did an interview the other day, and he suggested, my time as a babyface is coming to an end. And he acknowledged that Rock wanted him to turn and this and that. And I don't think so. Now, you could do whatever you want, but like, who's replacing him as top babyface if he turns? Who's replacing him? This is why it wasn't a big deal for Cena to turn, because, you know, John Cena's he's out of here. He wasn't the top guy coming in. He's not going to leave a big, you know, hole when he leaves as far as who's taking that role. You know, you can turn John Cena. It's not like Steve Austin in 2001 where you didn't have another top babyface. The closest you had was Rock, who also left. Then, you know, Stone Cold turned. Triple H didn't want to turn and then got injured. Like, you had no top babyface. That was a disaster is what that was. Here, it's like, as long as you got somebody to replace Cody, it's no big deal, but right now we don't. So what's the point? Well, the point is, oh, and by the way, Twitch is now up. For those of you watching on YouTube that don't like the chat, you can go to Twitch. The paid chat's great. But anyway, so where was I? John Cena. So, you know, you could turn Randy Orton. But, I mean, who wants to boo Randy Orton at this point in his life? So I think that the answer is that CM Punk is going to be turning heel. I think that's why they've been going so hard on this hypocrite thing. I think that I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow in Riyadh, but I do think very, very shortly this guy is going top heel. And he did an apology, which we're going to talk about after the break because I'm going to need a little time for this one. But he did do an apology the night before this match in Riyadh. And so, listen, you never know how crowds are going to respond. But this is probably John Cena's last ever appearance as a wrestler in Saudi Arabia. And I think this guy is going to be massively cheered. He was massively cheered last week on SmackDown when he was burying CM Punk. And, you know, CM Punk, by doing this apology and et cetera, you know, I guess we'll see what happens when he goes to Saudi Arabia. Maybe he'll be cheered because he apologized, or maybe everyone will become even more aware of what happened, boo him, and we can do the big double turn. So I'll read this apology after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
WWE's in Saudi Arabia. There was a pre-Night of Champions kickoff event that took place, and CM Punk was there. And this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Punk received a largely negative response from the Saudi fans at the pre-Night of Champions kickoff event. One of the fans in the crowd was a man named Mohammed, who asked Punk to apologize for his 2020 tweet where he told The Miz to, quote, go suck a blood money-covered D in Saudi Arabia. Punk then took the mic and said, this guy wants me to apologize for a mean tweet I wrote 6 years ago. Hey, listen, legitimately had nothing to do with Saudi Arabia, he said. I woke up and I was crabby and I wrote a mean tweet to The Miz. And I apologize to The Miz. And sir, what's your name? Mohammed? Mohammed, I sincerely apologize to you, and I love Saudi Arabia. He said, I'm not perfect by any means. Sometimes it's human beings. We screw up. Beautiful thing is, everything is a lesson learned. And now here I am, and you have invited me to your country. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you very much. After the event, he spoke privately to Mohammed, and the two hugged. And that leads to tomorrow. So, Lance, what do you think is going to happen?
As far as the match? Like
it, all of it.
I think whatever their plan was going in is what their plan will be. Whether that is a double turn or not, I don't think so. But this was a mature response that I'm sure the company is very happy to have. And probably Punk will sleep better tonight knowing that he's given it. But I don't know what else he can say. And I also find it plausibly true that you wake up in a crabby mood and you're mad at somebody. So you just pick what's something that you think will make them look bad in that moment and you say it. And it may not have actually had all that much to do with Saudi Arabia. Maybe it did, but...
Well, as this guy here notes, funny how he didn't acknowledge the blood part of the blood money tweet. He did say it had nothing to do with Saudi Arabia, but that's a pretty specific...
Well, yes, but I think there is something, too. When you're mad at someone and want to bury them, you look for every possible damning thing that you can say in that moment to paint them in a horrible light, whether... it's your true feelings or not. And again, when you're on the opposite side of WWE, you tend to emphasize the blood money aspect. And when you're on the WWE side, you don't. It's not just WWE. It's not like there aren't a million other businesses and countries that do business with Saudi Arabia.
So that is that's the latest, and tomorrow I think is going to be very interesting to see how the crowd reacts to both guys and what they do, because
I
wonder what WWE thinks actually, because obviously they didn't really want you thinking too much about it, but I mean he acknowledged it and everything on this WWE. Event, this pre-Night of Champions kickoff show, so.
Well, once they let the dude ask the question, it's not in Punk's hands anymore.
I don't know if he actually ask the question? I didn't see that. I only saw the apology.
I assume so.
I mean, he might have just screamed something and Punk ended up responding. So I guess we'll find out here soon enough. All right, we got some other news. We got a lot of other news coming up here today. It is a busy weekend, Night of Champions. There's also a UFC and SmackDown coming up tonight, which is being taped right now, and a Raw on Monday. And then the world just keeps on spinning all the way through All In. The All In weekend is completely wild. So All In is Saturday at Globe Life Field. That same Saturday is also the NXT Great American Bash. That same Saturday is also Saturday night's main event with Goldberg's retirement match. And then the day after is Evolution. And that's just a lot. There's a lot going on.
At least SmackDown will only be 2 hours that weekend, dude.
Yeah. Man, everyone's sending me all sorts of stuff right now about this whole CM Punk thing. I mean, it's more than just a tweet. I mean, we can say that. His thoughts on Saudi Arabia over the last several years. But
the upside, Punk doesn't Cena doesn't have to take a back bump to take the GTS, so that's always a good thing.
That's true. All right, a couple of other notes here. So we did talk about the WWE trademarking WWE Late Night. That is these Tony Hinchcliffe shows. He's going to be back on SummerSlam weekend. This is going to be a non-televised event that will not be officially broadcast anywhere. So it's going to be one of those again.
Are they confiscating phones at
the
door?
I just think this is a bad idea, man. I just think this is a bad idea.
Yep.
I mean, I don't care. Yeah, I mean, probably 99% of the time you'll be able to prevent anything from getting out. But one of these days, something's going to get out and it ain't going to be good. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was... I didn't hear anything. I don't know. I wasn't there. But there was a lot of stuff rumored about that roast at WrestleMania that, you know, if that stuff would have actually gotten out, I don't know if that would have been good. It seems like they're pretty cocky right now. I don't think that's good.
No, the world is very sensitive and has a tendency to overreact. I would not be doing roasts with a controversial character if I were in charge. So I can't imagine these things make a ton of money. It's not like they're passing up millions of dollars if they don't do these roasts.
I don't think they're making millions of dollars on the roasts of WrestleMania and SummerSlam and everything else. Now confirmation that Roman Reigns will be playing Akuma in the upcoming Street Fighter movie. Akuma is a villain described as an emotionless and powerful warrior. It sounds about right for Street Fighter. A number of others are cast for the movie as well, so he'll be taking more time off to film this particular movie. But hey, good for that guy, good for him. We got a bunch of AEW news, including Dynamite this past Wednesday. Show did 613,000 viewers and a 0.15. So.
Both the four-hour blocks did better.
Yeah. I don't want to go on and on about this. I'll just try and keep it quick. But this has been an ongoing problem with AEW for years and years and years. And that is, they will have a blowaway show, whether it's a pay-per-view or that Arena Mexico show, and it's like an incredible show, and everybody's excited when it's over, and they're all buzzing about it. And then it's like absolutely non-existent follow-up. And that Arena Mexico show, I loved the show. It was a great show. They did a good job building up the top two matches for All In. I mean, they did a good job with Moxley and Hangman and Tony Storm and Mercedes. But they advertised absolutely nothing for Collision on Saturday. And then if you watch Collision on Saturday, they advertised nothing, absolutely nothing for Dynamite the following Wednesday. And so literally, we are just right back where we were before Arena Mexico.
You could argue the biggest follow-up from the CMLL show was on MLW.
Well, yeah, we can get to that, actually. So yeah, the Dynamite show down 17% in viewers and down almost 30% in 18 to 49. It was like, it was a great self-contained show, and then it's just right back to normal. And next week, you know, is Dynamite 300 and Collision 100. And, you know, they are building up matches for that, and I'm sure those are going to be big shows. But, you know, it's when you are going to do a big show, a big special show, a pay-per-view, Arena Mexico, whatever, it's like, and you know there are going to be new people tuning in. I won't go on a rant about video packages, but, like, presume that there are new people tuning in. And fill them in on stuff and tell them why they need to watch the next show. All those new people that tune in to Arena Mexico, why did they need to watch the following Collision or the following week's Dynamite? You gave them no reason. Zero reason whatsoever. You advertised no matches. You shot no angles. Nothing. And as a result, those people didn't tune into the next two shows. So it's a missed opportunity, and it happens all the time, and it's frustrating as an AEW fan. But hey, I'm sure that Dynamite 300 will be an excellent self-contained show next week, but it needs to be more than that. My rant.
Give one big hook at least on those big shows.
Something. Shoot a big angle. Hey, you got to tune in next week to see what happens. You know, I don't even care. I didn't even care about Collision, really. It's like, Dynamite, there should have been a huge angle to build up the following week's Dynamite, and there wasn't anything. And the results are right here in front of us, the result of doing a self-contained big show and not using it as a vehicle to promote your weekend show and your following week's show. So there you go. All In is doing well, which is good. 19,000 paid so far. Which means it is exceeded Forbidden Door in Toronto, which did a $1.25 million gate for AEW. This is now at $2.5 million, and it likely will end up the third largest gate in AEW history, following the other two All Ins, the two Wembley shows. The big Wembley show, the historic Wembley show, did $10 million, and then the following year did $6 million. This one's at 2.5 and 19,000 tickets out. So back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Not a lot of fans of this Street Fighter casting, apparently. I'm not a Street Fighter guy. I never play the game. Too old for that.
Yeah, and I'm older than you, so I was definitely never a Street Fighter guy.
This guy goes, the new Street Fighter cast is somehow worse than the 90s version. That movie casting sucks, this guy says. 50 Cent is playing Blarog. I probably pronounced that wrong. But then this guy goes, it's so wild it might end up being amazing and a cult classic. I guess we'll find out.
Right over my head.
Listen. Oh, my God. Hey, what was on Impact last night while I yelled at somebody?
Big thing was the main event, street fight between AJ Francis and Mike Santana. It was a fantastic match. Mike Santana won and was victorious. There was a knockouts battle royal for a future title shot that Ash by Elegance won. The Hardy Boys fought the Northern Armory and picked up a victory. And Zachary Wentz wrestled Ryan Nemeth, also picked up a victory, and we're heading towards Slammiversary in New York, and they've announced that the four-team tag team title match will, in fact, be a ladder match, and Joe Hendry is getting his obligated title rematch, and we'll be facing Trick Williams.
The obligatory rematch gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned earlier, you know, they did that Grand Slam Mexico show, and MJF unmasked Mystico, and he made a reference of it on Saturday's show, or maybe it was Wednesday's show. I went to both shows, so you know, they run together after a while. But the follow up to that angle, it continued on MLW. For the first time since 2020, MJF returned to MLW, a surprise appearance at Thursday's Summer of the Beasts, where he attacked Mystico. Mystico is a CMLL regular, former MLW middleweight champion, came out with a mic, was prepared to address what was next for him. Several members of Contra Unit, fully clad in black with masks, came out to attack him. He took them all out, but one last member ran out from behind, low-blowed him, took off his mask to reveal a Mystico match. He then removed that, and it was MJF, as the mask was the one he took off Mystico at this month's AEW Grand Slam Mexico. He then beat him down and said he was not done with him by a long shot. So they followed up this angle on MLW and not on Dynamite, which is great for MLW, you know. It's great for them, but, you know. I would like follow-up on the actual show that it occurred on as well.
So are they going to do mask versus Turkish hair plugs?
I think they're going to do mask versus hair. Everyone keeps bringing up his hair.
Well, if you spend a lot of money to get it, you may be less apt to lose it.
Listen, I know people have stated otherwise, but I've never had a hair transplant. I know my lovely hair suggests such, but they with a hair transplant, it's not like... They put new hair in your head and it grows like normal hair. So have you ever seen those Bosley commercials? So if you get a hair transplant and they shave your head, it still grows back the same. So he can lose his hair. I'm actually, you know, I think he probably did get a hair transplant, but it's just funny because this is like, if you think about Mystico, you guys realize that Mystico is the only luchador all time, all my life, that has been voted Wrestler of the Year in the Observer Awards. These I know some people don't get it, but like, Dave doesn't choose who goes in the Hall of Fame, nor does he choose all of the awards. The Hall of Fame is a panel of like 125, 150 historians, current wrestlers, past wrestlers. They all get a vote, okay? And the awards are voted on by all of the readers, okay? Well, all of the readers chose one luchador in the entire history of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards dating back to like 1982 or something like that. And Mystico won Wrestler of the Year. He is an all-timer, okay? So the idea of Mystico and MJF in a hair versus mask match, either like on a big AEW show or like for an anniversary show for CMLL, that is a gigantic match, okay? So, like I said, I think that MJF probably actually did get a hair transplant, okay? But I don't know for sure. But I do know this. Guy's no idiot. And like, if I found out in 50 years, if he wrote a book and he revealed that I actually never got a hair transplant, but I got that story out for two straight years prior to that match with Mystico, like, I would not doubt it for one second, dude.
Best long-term booking ever.
Not for one second would I put it past that guy to pretend that he went to Turkey or whatever to get hair transplants just for a match 2 years later where he put his hair on the line against Mystico at the Arena Mexico anniversary show. But he probably did get a hair transplant, but it's just like, it's so out there, you know what I mean? You know how many people in wrestling have gotten hair transplants over the years? Yet somehow we hear all these details about MJF, and then like it's acknowledged on television, and it's just kind of weird, you know? Kind of weird.
Everything's a work, brother.
Hey, sometimes everything is a work. So then we got the Ring of Honor. It is official. It'll be Thunder Rosa. Well, it's not official yet, but Thunder Rosa has challenged Athena for the Ring of Honor women's title at the show on Friday, the night before the All In show. They'd done a deal on Collision. They were in the main event of the Collision show, and there was interference and distraction that led to Thunder Rosa getting pinned by Athena. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, well, that's got to be on All In. But, you know, then people reminded me, well, there's a Ring of Honor pay-per-view the night before on that crazy weekend.
Because we need more shows that weekend.
Yes. So I originally thought All In because Thunder, I mean, this happens sometimes. Like, she went into business for herself and started tweeting about wanting a match with Britt Baker for, like, All In or whatever. And that match was like, it was never going to happen. I mean, I don't know what the status is of Britt, but I mean, my impression is she ain't coming back like anytime soon. I don't know if she'll ever come back, for crying out loud. But certainly there was not, you know, it was not designed to tease that match and then not deliver it. So Thunder just decided, you know, a Hail Mary. Maybe Britt will come back for a match with me at All In. But once, you know, once it was clear that wasn't going to happen, they shot this angle, and now it'll be her and Athena the night before. And they apparently both will be in the Women's Casino Gauntlet as well. So that's that. Keith Lee also did an interview. This is what happens in AEW. Keith Lee's been gone forever. Forever! And we were told that he had a knee injury. The last time we saw him was 2023. He was supposed to be at World's End, but he was removed from the show due to an undisclosed injury. And he had claimed that he'd been dealing with the injury for more than a year. It had been mostly well taken care of, but then got worse. And he said in January 2024 he would be undergoing double surgery. So I believe that was double knee surgery. And it's now been a year and a half. And so he has claimed, I am quite fine. It is not up to me when it comes to a return, but blessings to you as well. So, you know, there are just so many guys. There's never an update. It's just always a mystery. Like Luchasaurus, Wardlow, Jungle Boy, Keith Lee, Britt Baker. I mean, you know, you could go on and on. It's like, where are they? It's not like they're nobodies, you know. These are all big names. But we just don't know, and there's never, like, I'll give you an example here. Rey Mysterio, Dominic, you know, they're both out right now. Liv Morgan. Like, we know what happened with all of them. Liv Morgan. Yes?
I think there is a difference in that if WWE, and they would, have definite plans to bring all of those people back and feature them and continue their stories. Someone like Keith Lee, like, I don't know his contract status, but there's a possibility that Tony has come to the realization that at this point he's got X number of, you know, days left on his contract. I don't plan on reinvesting in him to reintroduce him, bring him back on TV, get a couple months out of him, and then I'm not going to re-sign him anyway. So at that point, you're probably better off to just let people forget. Like, if you don't have definite plans on what to do with them, you don't really want to keep them on people's minds?
Well, yes, but there's a counter to this, and that is that if Keith Lee has been out a year and a half, like, it doesn't matter if his contract is coming due in 2 months. They're just going to add a year and a half to it.
Well, they don't have to.
Well, they don't have to, but, like, I don't know. All of these names I mentioned, it's not like, you know, no offense to Blake Christian, but, like, you know, some guy that's normally on Ring of Honor and he shows up and does some jobs or whatever on Dynamite. I'm talking like these are big names. WWE would take Britt Baker in a heartbeat. They would take Wardlow in a heartbeat. They would take, I don't know about Keith Lee, because they had him and you know, he ended up leaving. But, like, I mean, I don't know, dude. But yes, like, Rey Mysterio, injured. We know what's going on. He has a torn groin. Liv Morgan, injured. We know what's going on. She hurt her shoulder. Dominic, injured. We know what's going on. He's got a bad rib. Who else do we have that's out right now? It's like everybody that's injured, Chad Gable, needs shoulder surgery. He's going to be... It's like every single one of them we know. But in AEW, it's a mystery. It's a complete mystery. And it's not HIPAA, everybody. You can announce that someone is out with a shoulder injury. You're not violating their privacy when you announce that a sports star is on the injured reserve with a problem. I mean, it's just nothing. They're just gone.
But again, there are plans for those people in WWE to come back, so you want to keep people abreast of why they're not there. If you don't have plans to use them, saying they're out injured just reminds people that they exist. And the fact that many of them claim to be cleared and ready to go, if you don't plan on putting them on the show, reminding them that they exist will just make fans even more eager to complain and go, where's Keith Lee? Where's Britt Baker? If you say, yes, they've recovered from their injuries, but we don't have current plans for them.
Well, that's what Keith just did. I think he wants back. I don't know. I just look at it from the standpoint of a fan. Like, if I'm a fan of somebody, I want to know they're all right. I want to know what's going on. I don't like when people just disappear off the face of the earth and we never hear about them again. You know, I'll give you... Actually, Brandon brought up a good one. Otis. We actually have no idea what's going on with Otis. As a fan, I'd like to know. Like, is the guy okay? Where is he? He just disappeared. And we don't know where he is. Well, you know, I had the phone lines open. Let's just say hi to this person because we don't have time. Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's Don the Don Rossberger. You know, I was just calling to say I'm a little older than you and I play video games. And the best video game from the 80s was Rock and Wrestle on the Commodore 64.
Rock and Wrestle?
Great. It was 3D.
Not pro wrestling with the Amazon and Starman? No.
No? No, this was Rock and Wrestle, and I had it on the Commodore 64, and you could actually do a pile driver on it, Better than the stuff on the Nintendos and any of the others. It was great. I loved it.
Jiminy Christmas.
Just wanted to say that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. He waited on the phone 10 minutes to tell us about that video game.
On the Commodore 64.
On the Commodore.
Look it up, kids.
Yeah, that man, I am old. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jiminy Christmas. Even Brian Rose here has barely heard of the Commodore 64. He's a video game guy. I know the Nintendo 64, he says. Bro, I never even played the Nintendo 64. That was after my time.
I had a Sinclair ZX81. It came with a built-in 1K memory. It was one of the first home computers. My dad bought it out of Popular Science magazine, I think for $100. We got a 16...
What?
A 16K memory expansion for it. It was,
what was the name of it?
A Sinclair ZX81.
So 1981?
I assume so, yes. It was not much bigger than a calculator, but you hooked it up to your TV, and I did programming in BASIC with it.
You programmed in BASIC too, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We should program in BASIC together.
Sounds like a fun weekend. If you can work that in
really,
that weekend.
Can you imagine a game that Lance and I would make on Zork? There is a house and a mailbox in front. What would you like to do?
I did actually program in BASIC a tic-tac-toe game on the Sinclair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I had a, let's see, what did I have? I had a Tandy that you bought at Radio Shack.
Ah.
That we also had to increase the memory. Yeah, God, back in the day, man.
Yeah, my phone is 1,000 times more powerful than my first home computer.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The stuff my phone can do compared to that Tandy? Golly, I remember the first laptop I ever had to buy, which was probably less powerful than this phone, to do the newsletter. I'd have been better off buying a typewriter. And it was like $3,000 for this stupid laptop. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, all you gamers out there. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.